This is John Easter from WBDG, and I am currently speaking with Coach Mike Kirschner, the former Ben Davis head football coach, now the head coach at Warren Central, and in his first season there, sitting down to join us here on the phone, trying a new hookup here, see if this phone interview thing works. So, Coach, thank you, first of all, for being our guinea pig on this, and we appreciate you joining us here on WBDG again.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys have done over the past years for me and our relationship we had, not just with the radio, but with you personally, John. There's been so many good memories, and this week has kind of brought some of those back out.
So, Coach, tell us a little bit about the Warriors this year, and who are some of your key players coming in here on Friday night?
Well, we're still a pretty young team. We start four underclassmen up front and couple receivers that are underclassmen, one sophomore, one junior. But we, you know, we're getting better each week. You know, we're led defensively by, you know, DeJuan Eccles, who's a Ball State commit, and Brian Stevens, who was a safety for us last year, who was a 7-foot high jumper. And, you know, offensively, we kind of go as our quarterback goes with Prince Powell, who's a 2-year starter. And, we're doing okay. We're, like I said, we're young. We about half our starters are underclassmen, and sometimes Coach D used to say that for every sophomore you play, you could probably count a loss somewhere along the way. So, you know, we're finding ourselves. We're growing up as the season goes along. You know, it's a new staff. I'm new, and so there's been a lot of adjusting going on in the process.
So, Coach, kind of addressing the, you know, 6,000-pound elephant in the room. Coming back to the West Side this week, obviously it's something you haven't done as head coach before. I know you've coached against Warren Central as an assistant, but you've never been a head coach coming back to a place where you were. So what do you envision this week, and how do you think it'll be different for you this week?
Well, I've done a couple interviews already this week, and I've been asked the similar question, and everybody's like, how excited are you? And to answer your question, John, I'm not really sure how I'm going to feel. I had so many good memories there, not just of games, but of people and of players and of coaching staff. And you know, when you're at a place for 18 years, like I told an interview earlier this morning, you know, it's like home too. I know coming back to Warren Central was a big deal to me. Having been a player here and a coach here, and but you don't spend 18 years at a place like Ben Davis and not have feelings that run deep. And I've been had some real mixed emotions this week. I'll be excited for when the ball's kicked and the kids get to play, but there's a lot of love on that other sideline, and I feel it every day of my life, and it's been a big part of my life. And it's hard to describe it. When people ask me, I get a little emotional because I don't know how I feel. You know, obviously we want to win, and so do the Giants. And Jason Simmons is doing a bang up job. He's been to back-to-back Final Fours, which is phenomenal, which is awesome. So it's going to be an interesting evening, to say the least.
One final question for you, Coach, and then I'll let you go because I know that you have to get ready for Friday night. As you look at coming back to Ben Davis, you know, we sat so many times on Inside Ben Davis Football with Jeff Robinson and you and our students who hosted it, and we know that, you know, when you left here in 2017, I think you were looking at coaching again, but you didn't maybe know where or what that would look like, or if it'd be in college or high school or whatever from our conversations. And then you land at Mount Vernon, and you think, boy, I'm here at Mount Vernon. I'm building something. Did you ever think that maybe you would get a chance to coach at Warren Central?
No, absolutely not. I you know, when I got the call in December of last year, I was kind of taken back. Didn't see Jason leaving. Jason West, who had an unbelievable run when he was here, winning two state titles. Didn't see him leaving. And so, you know, I went to Mount Vernon with the idea that this was probably going to be my last stop on the journey of coaching. You know, I've got 38 years in now, and then when they called, you know, I'm sure some people were rather surprised that I was interested. But it's, you know, it's like my wife said, you've always been that way. You never say never. You don't know where it's going to take you, and you just kind of bounce and go. And she goes, that's one of the things we like about it. You know, we don't like to be disrupted, you know, the whole family and the moving and all that. But at the same time, we get what you're doing. So, no, I didn't think I would end up here. You know, it's been a good fit, and the school's been really good to me. As far as taking care of us as a football program and a school. So, but, you know, it's just another stop on a journey of what's been very, very eventful in my life.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're
again
welcome.
Here on WBDG. Of course, you know how I feel about you. I wish you good luck on Friday night. Not maybe, you know, let's just have maybe a 1-point game here, you know.
I get it. Yeah. I understand completely.
All right, completely. Coach. Well, you bleed you bleed black and gold now. I bleed purple, so you know how that goes.
Yes, I do, and you should.
All right.
So, all good. All good, sir.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you.
Thank you.